SBS Radio.
Tessa Bobeer is a founder of Yoni Herbs Australia. She's joining us on NITV Radio to talk about herbs, the need of community, care for mothers during and after birth, and also about Yoni steaming. Tessa started by introducing herself and also explaining Yoni steaming, which is an ancient practice.
My name's Tessa and I'm from Brisbane. I'm not sure who my mum is. My family really want to find out, but my nan had quite a traumatic upbringing, so she's asked us not to go looking just yet. So we're all patiently waiting for her to either change her mind or for things to change. So I'm the owner and creator of Yoni Herbs Australia, which is all about yoni steaming or vaginal steaming, which is an ancient practice which has been used cross-culturally for thousands of years, and it's a form of healing for women and also men. But it's utilised in the postpartum period. We use it a lot these days to helping women who have irregular menstrual cycles, women that suffer with reoccurring infections, and people who are struggling with fertility issues. It's a beautiful, beautiful practice that I'm hopefully going to share with a lot more people in the coming years.
Yoni steaming wasn't passed down generations. Tessa had to discover it for herself when she was in the postpartum period with her second child.
And then I just researched it more, and then I managed to find a training organisation, and I just learnt from there. So I've trained under a woman named Kelly Garza, a beautiful, proud black woman in America, and then just put it into practice with myself, fell in love with it like that and what it helps me with, and then I've just shared it. And I'm always just so shocked by how powerful it is when I introduce it to women and then the stories they come back and share with me about their experiences.
Tessa also added that yoni steaming is an amazing help when dealing with sexual trauma. So what is this amazing yoni steaming? It is an ancient practice from different cultures using steam, so not hot boiling steam, rather a gentle vapor, for its healing purposes.
Yoni steaming is essentially where you squat over herbs that have been prepared. They've been boiled essentially in water, and you squat above them for, say, 10 to 20 minutes and let the steam waft up around the vulva and into the vagina.
Tessa explained that it's using the healing power of water and also the herbs that are used for the steaming.
You know, different herbs offer different healing. And the power of intention as well is something that I think a lot of people underestimate as well. When you dedicate time to reconnect with your body and to sit quietly and calmly and to focus on your healing, I feel like that brings about some of the biggest shifts.
The herbs used in the blend are very important.
I personally supply 5 different blends to target different areas. Some main herbs would be nettle is the biggest one that's in every blend, and that's just to restore iron. And that's a huge one. That's something that women struggle with worldwide is iron deficiency anemia. So yeah, that's always a big one in every blend, especially for postpartum because obviously you experience blood loss.
A mixture of herbs can target different issues. Tessa explained why.
There's a blend for women that have cycles that are too short and they need them to be lengthened. If you're bleeding too frequently, you know, say twice a month, we've got different herbs that help lengthen the period and help stop that bleed, support that. Something we call uterine fatigue, it's not a medical term, but it's something that, you know, culturally we say, we speak about when, for instance, women are supposed to have a break after giving birth from their period so that they can focus on nourishing baby with their breast milk. But a lot of women these days are so run down and they're going back to work straight away and stuff that their period returns early. So that's something that we call uterine fatigue. If your uterus is bleeding early, it's a sign that she's tired and overworked and she's asking you to slow down. So we have herbs to support her in that. We have another blend for women that experience reoccurring infection. It's common that I have women, you know, experience or struggle with STDs, sexually transmitted diseases. And so the steam is really, really gentle. It's not uncomfortable. I should probably cover that, actually. A lot of people think of steam and they think of burning and scalding, but it's not like that at all. It's a really gentle feeling. I'd always describe it as a wet, warm hug for your vagina and vulva. So, it's just can soothe you know, that burning and discomfort sensation you have when you're experiencing infections. We have one for if your cycle, if you're experiencing like signs of stagnation, so lots of clotting and heavy bleeding and irregular discharge and stuff like that, it can be a sign that there's stagnation in the womb. And that's another reason we recommend women steam for at least 30 days postpartum to try and clear out everything after giving birth, so that when your period does return, hopefully 9 months to a year later, that it's not irregular.
Tessa Bobbier also works with new mothers.
So I trained as a doula, which is like a birth support person, can be a postpartum support person. So once babies arrive, having someone come and help you with cleaning and cooking and caring for other children and, you know, just supporting you and baby in whatever ways that you need. Like you said, we don't really do that anymore. And I think the statistics around postnatal depression and postnatal anxiety and things like that really reflect the fact that we don't honour the postpartum period and the birthing person anymore, the birthing woman, because it's such a major life transition to give birth to another life, and there's no transition period, there's not a lot of support, you know, especially with money and people needing to work and keep their jobs. Partners can hardly take the time off to care for their loved ones who have just given birth. And even then, I think a lot of us expect our partner to pick up and help with so much, but it's never been just something that two people can manage on their own. Like, it really does take a village to raise a child. And, yeah, we just need to be there more for each other these days, I think. And we would have a lot better outcomes with maternal health and the health of our children.
Apart from offering products to support mothers, such as healing teas and blends, Tessa will also work with the community to support mothers in person.
So I currently held a couple of mother blessings, whereas this is before baby arrives, we celebrate the mum. You know, we've got this baby shower. Sorry, I almost forgot what it was. A baby shower is like the mainstream idea of, you know, buying a bunch of plastic crap that nobody needs really for a baby. that just takes up space when in reality we could be changing the focus to the mother, which is what I've been doing for the last few years. And I was also celebrated in that way 5 years ago when I was expecting my second, where I just gathered a bunch of women that were really influential in my life and who I really love and respect. And we just sat in a circle and they shared things that they wished for me, you know, their intention and their blessing for me. And we beaded a mother's necklace so that I could wear that and remember the blessing and the love and the message that they had for me while I was labouring, so I didn't feel alone. And you share food and you share stories.
And there are many ways on how to support the new mother.
You can set up a meal train so that way when baby does come, you can, you know, pop in and drop a meal off. And a lot of us tend to focus on, you know, we want to see the baby, and the mothers tend to be ignored, you know, and pushed aside and just expected to get on with life and maintain a household and a lot of the time maintain other children or with this newborn baby. And it's so hard to ensure that you're bonding and nourishing this baby and getting to know one another when you're trying to juggle so many other things. It's really unsustainable.
And it doesn't have to be a professional person. Tessa says family and friends are so important. Tessa said that she agrees that it does take a village to raise a child. And she has experienced lack of this so-called village support network on her own.
I realized a couple of years ago, even though I had done my doula training and I understood postnatal depression and postnatal anxiety, I kind of woke up to myself a couple of years ago and realized, wow, I think we've been struggling with postnatal depression the whole time. And I realized that I didn't have that village and that I'd been a really crappy friend because in my struggles, I had isolated myself, which obviously was compounding my struggles and making it worse. So I just got to work with, you know, connecting with women out there online, you know, in person, and slowly but surely it came together and we've just been building that village ever since.
Unlike many business people, Tessa is looking at downsizing her business, which she is not shy to share also on her social media.
There's two different sides to my business. There's obviously like being in person, like I do room and fertility massage, and then the yoni steaming and hold retreats and the yoni steaming and the women's circles. But then I also have the shop, and there's a lot of really, really cool stuff at the shop, and the stuff that I've decided to stock and offer are things that I've used overcoming my trauma, past traumas, and, you know, things that I've utilized to help with my healing journey and stuff. But I've noticed that it's too much for me to handle. Like, I've got two small children, I'm a single mum. Yeah, I've just decided that I just want to focus more about being in person with people. I have the opportunity to definitely grow my business, but I'm completely self-taught. This is my second business, and I'm kind of just tired. I feel like being in person with people is the most healing and has the most potential to change things in a positive way. I feel like the ripple effects are much better there than selling the amazing things that I've utilized.
This was Tessa Bobier talking to us about yoni steaming, about community, and about care for new mothers.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.